Euradio présente European Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Welcome to Europe in a Soundbite. Today we are going to talk about the printing press during the Renaissance.
When was printing born in Europe?
It is generally considered that in Europe, printing was born in Mayence in 1452 with Johann Gutenberg and his 42-line print of the Bible, named as such because there were 42 lines per page. However, printing already existed in Asia. Even in Europe, it existed before Gutenberg in texts printed using carvings on planks of wood. But it was Gutenberg's use of mobile metal letters and his alliance with wealthy merchants that allowed printing in Europe to thrive in the second half of the 15th century.
Where did printing take place?
Printing spread rapidly across Europe. German printers set up printing presses in villages of the Holy Roman Empire, but also very quickly all over Europe. At the end of the 15th century, Venice and Paris produced more printed books than anywhere else. You could find small artisanal print workshops with only one printing press, as much as companies of an almost industrial scale with up to 25 presses, and products that were distributed all over Europe in that period.
What was being printed in the beginning?
From the beginning, the printers were addressing two different audiences whose use of books was constant: universities with law manuals and classical Latin texts, and men of the church with religious pieces and theological texts. Then, the printers looked to reach other audiences, notably the urban bourgeoisie, for whom they produced devotional literature. Equally, there was scholarly and humanist printing. Erasmus collaborated principally with the Alde Manucci Press in Venice and the Johann Froben Press in Bâle. But that was not the largest source of print production. In the 16th century, the average number of prints increased to 1,000 copies of scholarly works and 2,000 copies of more general works.
What relationship did printers have with political and religious authorities?
Some humanist printers were a part of the Protestant Reform, which could cause problems with the Catholic states, like Robert Estienne, for example, who had to flee France for Geneva in 1552, where he declared openly to be in favour of Calvinism. But on the whole, printers preferred consensual books to make the most profit from their investments. At the end of the 15th century, and especially in the 16th century, editorial programmes were subject to the control of the church and the state. Printers asked for privileges that would grant them temporary monopoly of the prints and sales of their work. These privileges quickly became a means of controlling what was being published. The first index of books banned by the Catholic Church was published in 1559. There were, however, ways of bypassing these regulations. Printers would make false typographical addresses, or even books that were banned in Catholic countries were printed in Protestant countries, and, despite restrictions, would then circulate all around Europe.
Today's Europe in a Soundbite, Printing in the Renaissance, was created following the work of Catherine Kikuchi. It was read and translated by Alan Weaver.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.